I had to go back on my word, everyone listening at home.
Oh, snap.
I said, well, you know, one of the main selling points and, you know, a lot of the things that people loved about our show was that it was us around a table. But in order to give you guys weekly episodes, we are defaulting to recording some of our episodes remotely.
I quit.
You can't do that. Get back here.
No! You can't catch me. I'm in my house and you're in your house.
Get back to your desk, you son of a bitch.
You can't reach him now.
I couldn't do anything to John if I tried anyway.
No, I'm a very large Neanderthal-like person.
He's much bigger than me. That is to say two things. You're welcome for weekly episodes. Everyone's been asking for that, almost literally.
Yeah.
If the audio is a little bit different, it's because we're still working with a remote system, so.
But we're trying.
We are trying.
Shout out to my boy Luke. Several threats. Like, if you don't do weekly, I'll come to your house. He knows where I live, unfortunately.
Yeah. That and we realized that we weren't going to finish the story until, like, we were in our late 30s and early 40s. So
yeah, it would take us 10 years. 10 years.
And Lord knows I don't have the willpower to do that.
I don't think our listeners have the willpower to do that. And if you do,
no,
good for you.
My ADHD ass does not.
So, and also, I would say like that we're recording at a later time. So this is DPS After Dark.
That's
DPS
right.
After Dark. That is definitely the goofiest times that we've had recording is late at night.
So, Timmy nude on a webcam is just something you've got to witness. You got to know. You got to see it to believe
it's
it.
It's very glorious.
You know, I thought one of the terms of us going online was that you all would specifically not mention that I am fully nude right now.
I'm throwing dollar bills at the screen.
Well, I mean, how can
how does the underside of a bus feel?
You know what, John? Not great. It doesn't feel great.
Yeah, but being naked in your own house in front of your computer feels awesome.
Oh, yes, it does. And let me tell you, I guess it's the first time we're talking about this on air, but I was very blessed to have the means to build my own PC. Right now, I mean, they say that RGB is good for the naked body. That's why I got into this practice, okay? I'm a crunchy tech guy, you know?
All that blue light's great for the skin.
Yeah. I was going to say, the blue light kind of coming off of your computer and your webcam does make it look like you're in a tanning bedroom.
Yes. I was about to say, if he turns the right way, his skin will be like redder.
You're turning violet.
What does RGB stand for? Red, green, blue?
Blue.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No, Kelly.
Yeah.
Good.
Gosh, you don't have to be so offended by it.
I was going to ask how your retirement account's going, but...
I mean, I could stand it. I've been a proud owner of a gaming PC for years. I'd never known what that meant. I'm just like, yeah, that means lights, cool.
That's honestly funnier than Kelly not knowing.
I thought that's what it meant. I was just like, it was just kind of a dumb acronym. You said lights.
It's a perfectly reasonable acronym.
Why?
You're saving many syllables.
RGB?
RGB?
That's saving time.
More syllables than lights.
Well, no, they're red, green, blue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same syllables.
Yeah, I'm saying...
So anyway,
I can feel my brain getting smoother with this fucking conversation.
Well, I didn't
know. Speaking of smooth, you guys walked into a room do you remember what this tree is?
Well,
do you remember how I described it?
I read about this in my studies. It's a willow that womps people. No relation.
I hate you so much.
To the transphobe, homophobe writer.
It attacks pronouns.
Oh my gosh. It's a very, what do you call it? It's a very problematic tree.
Yeah, it's really, really bad.
Made by a very problematic wizard.
Grew up in a really...
It's invasive in a very problematic way.
Grew up in a cult church.
just really hates just about anybody. It'll find something to hate. So let me read this room again as you guys have walked in. So foolishly.
I know. The center. You definitely need to read the room because we definitely did not.
I know. The centerpiece of this room is a tall, tall statue of a willow tree carved from pale. Six oversized roots around the base of the tree resemble stone beds radiating out from the trunk, with just enough room to climb into them beneath the statue stone's branches. Exit lead out from opposite sides of the room. So this tree, taking up the majority of the room in the center of it, all of a sudden starts to move. I don't know what moving marble looks like, but it's got to be really uncanny.
Yeah, kind of.
Did you say a pale willow tree carved out of pale maple?
No, pale marble. Pale marble.
I heard maple too, but I wasn't going to say.
John's plant branches.
That's marble.
I'm a tree man. I'm a plant dude.
So Jonathan, as a tree man, how would you take on a tree made of marble?
I wouldn't. That power level's too high. I'd go home.
Have you ever tried to cut petrified wood? It's probably not good.
Gosh.
It hurts.
This tree is 25 by 25 almost, so it's very large.
God. It's
by taking up the whole room, it's a big room it's taking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actually a pretty small maple tree, but whatever.
Shut up, tree boy.
In terms of maple trees, it's a little small.
Like, can I make the claim now and say, hey, at least it's rooted in place and can't move?
Yeah, Shut up. Don't say that out loud. No. Don't give sick people good ideas.
You see me typing away? Jake, what are you typing? I'm just adding the speed to this. I mean, what?
This boundary. I can do whatever I want.
So do you guys want to get into it? Because I really do.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right. Yep. Surprising no one, this thing is going to be rolling stealth for initiative.
Oh, shit. Dang.
What tree? I don't see it.
So let's see. Gotta add that. And then, yeah, make sure it's... Bop-a-dop.
I have to say that the artistic... marble is, I mean, it's uncanny, as you said, but I'm just like,
yeah,
dude, awesome to see at the same time.
This is our this is our first combat with two champions at the front line.
a lot
of beef in this party now.
We're pretty goddamn chonky.
Oh yeah,
not even Jake himself could hit.
Well,
no, he's gonna hit us a lot and very hard.
All right, so going down the list, Grimshaw.
Oh.
What did you get for your initiative?
What did I get for initiative? Because I was totally rolling that, and I'm not stalling right now as I add
numbers. I know you were, man. I know you were.
Yeah, I got a 26, actually.
See? That's because you knew that you had to roll initiative.
Exactly. I'm so prepared.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Next is Elkwood. What did you get?
I would say I was stealthing. I'm trying to remember if I was stealthing getting into this room, but if
it would make sense if you were. So,
I am constantly stealthing otherwise.
Yes.
But that is a low roll, an 8 on the die. That gets me.
Was it a 40 or something?
No, I got
no, like 45. You idiot.
Yeah. Jeez, the hell, yo. No, that's. Well, I mean, my stealth is a plus 19, but, you know.
Yeah, I...
So, 19 plus 8, that's a 30. Isn't that a 30...
19 plus 8?
Yeah, what is that?
What?
27? I can't math right now. It is late.
27, there you go.
27.
Because it's late.
Oh, I will blame it completely that it's late. And not the fact that I went to art school.
Why are you bad at math? I went to art school.
See, my response is, why are you bad at math? I'm like, I'm fucking stupid. What do you want?
Oh, no. Speaking of bad at math, Benson.
Benson, with a 13 on the die, that is 26.
Very nice. This is going to be a roll. It's settled to roll off between... Oh, wait, no. Kezra, what'd you get?
23.
Okay.
Very high for Kezra.
I know. It was a middle in roll for the first time ever.
Yeah. Grimshaw and Benson, you both rolled the same. You're both directly in the front, so I'll just let you decide who goes
Obviously
first.
Obviously, Grimshaw.
Okay, you will go first. Sorry, I will. First. Yeah. All right, that makes sense. It actually puts you first, so I don't know if it's calculating something in anyway, but.
Are you going to take that, Benson?
This is called, I'm sure you guys can see it in the initiative, but this is called a Tree of Dreadful Dreams. Keeping in flavor of that this is Desna's realm, this is her, her gate in the Iodar. So, the Tree of Dreadful Dreams has a routine, as it is a complex magical trap. So, it gets three actions. The statue uses each action to attempt a branch strike against a random creature in the room. So, it is going to make a strike here at... Only Benson and Grimshaw are in the room, so...
So Kezra, right?
Yeah, it's going to reach behind Grimshaw and grab Kezra by the throat and pick him up. He's just... all right. Evens or odds, gentlemen?
I always get
evens. Give me evens.
You always get even.
I'll do odds.
Okay, then it's going to be Benson then.
Hey!
Fair enough. Let's go.
I rolled it after you said evens, and then you changed it to odds.
Yeah, so Benson said evens too, so I didn't want to take it from him.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm fine with getting hit, come on.
All right, so that was Benson. So this is going to be a 36 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
All right. That is going to be 20 points of damage.
Okay.
And then it is going to then use another action of its three to attack Grimshaw. First off, hold on. It has...
No attack penalty.
Well, hold on. I'm trying to see because it can grab. So let me see something here really quick.
That ain't good.
No, it's got the bludgeoning. Okay, there are no creatures, blah, blah, blah. Okay, alright, so is then going to use another action to grab. It doesn't have improved grab, so that means it has to
use an action
to grab. Okay, alright, so it's going to use an action to grab them.
And then at that moment, Grimshaw is going to extend the Mace of Milani and say, "Be free, fellow champion." And I'm going to activate my liberating step because one of the triggers is an enemy grabs an ally. So, okay. Benson, you get a free check to get out of that.
That's actually crazy OP.
It is extremely OP.
What am I rolling?
You roll escape, so I guess in this case it would be athletics.
Yeah, so to escape from this would be an athletics check.
So was that similar to like a retributive strike then?
It's,
like,
yeah,
that's probably... Yep. His version of it.
Gotcha.
Where is my phone? Alrighty. Second verse, same as the first. 13 on the die for 28.
For 28, that is a success.
Ooh, hey. Alright, that means they can step now as a free action as well.
Oh, okay. Yep. So you may take a step, Benson.
Okay, this is probably a bad idea. Benson's going to start moving this way.
Yes.
Okay. It is going to... Oh, just a step, not a move action.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. That's why it's so...
move action. I'm going to go back this way.
Just go away.
Just move out of the room.
Just making sure. All right, so it's gonna try to reach out again to attack one of you. We still sticking with Benson as even?
Yep.
Right. Let it ride.
Two again. So
okay, bring it on, motherfucker.
36 again.
Oh, my God.
That's going to hit, motherfucker.
Damn.
It's going to be 21 points of damage.
Ouchie.
Yep. And then it is going to... I'm trying to find
That's
out
all three
if
actions,
it can...
That is an action to grab.
Is it a free grab again or no?
I don't know if it is.
Okay.
If it doesn't have improved grab, it wouldn't be.
Ooh, that's
right,
good.
Yeah. I will say that it does not.
Okay.
In which case, it is going to use this third action to try to grab you
is
again.
Is improved grab a creature ability?
That's what I was looking up.
I think it can just grab with it. If it has limbs to grab and the attack has the grab trait, it can grab.
Ah, Okay, so this is something Foundry did not have. So it's so it's damage plus the target is grabbed by the tree. So you're automatically grabbed.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so last attack, then, is going to be on Grimshaw. 36. How did I roll?
That's weird as hell, man, but I'm going to retribute strike that.
Ooh.
Okay.
Let me see if this thing can get hurt.
Yeah, I don't think my sword is going to do much, but we're hoping here, boys.
Okay. I'm back.
What? Did you leave?
Did you leave?
I was never gone. Nope.
Oh, okay.
30 to hit.
30. That is a hit.
Okay.
All right. Oh, 10 points of damage. Ugh.
The marble looks completely unaffected.
Oh, no. That's what I thought.
How much damage did you do again?
Somebody's going to...
Just 10.
10 points of damage. Okay. That was nothing. It was a horrible damage roll.
Yeah, that was real bad. Okay. All right, so that is going to be... Wait, that was just your unarmed attack, John. I see that in the chat here.
Yes, but hold on. Why did you do that? 17 points of damage. I must hit the wrong button. Sorry.
Okay, that is totally fine.
Benson just goes and punches it. Like, wait a second.
All right, so let me ask you this. Are you hitting the tree, or are you hitting a branch?
I'm going to swipe out at the branch that went for Grimshaw.
Very, very good. Okay. In which case, you want to hit one of those. Okay, got it. All right. Oh, boy. All right, I need to have some notepads here. Hold on. Because they all have their own HP and stuff like that. So.
Oh, great. It's like we're fighting a Hydra. Fuck.
Yeah, kind of. This is going to be a hard fight, by the way. There's also
I think it's going to be easy.
Second big combat in the book. So yeah. That does remind me. You guys do have hero points to use, as it is the next chapter.
Yeah.
I haven't used hero point in like 10 episodes. So I think I still got
one. Give us the hero point cards, Jake. Just
pass
throw
them
to us.
They're going through the U.S. mailing system right now.
Yeah, hold on. I'll go. Can somebody feed my cat? I'm going to go drop these off. Hold on.
I sent it via smoke signal.
I'll send the cat to deliver everything.
Yes. All right. So that was 17 points of damage there, Jonathan.
Yeah, 17.
17. Okay. So it does look like some of that went through.
Oh.
Yay! Yeah. Somebody's going to be swapping his sword to a hammer here soon.
It did not break it, however.
Didn't break. Okay.
Which means that, Grimshaw, you were also grabbed.
Okay, hold up a second. How many actions did it have last round?
It has three actions in a round.
So one action, it attacked Benson. One action, it grabbed. Third action, it attacked Benson.
No.
The attack. I pulled up the stat block on Archive of Nethys just to make sure, and it says that the attack deals a certain amount of damage plus the target is grabbed by the tree.
Free grab.
Yeah, the attack has a grab.
So this is one of the things.
Got you. Okay. So how much damage?
Damage to you?
Yeah, because that's when I blinked out.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Let me see how much damage it dealt to you. Hold on. I don't know if I did damage for that, so...
Never mind, then. Let's move on. I'm grabbed.
18 points of damage.
I will say, that is one system in Pathfinder I don't like. The whole, this thing has the ability to, if it automatically hits you, you're grappled. I'm like, it pisses me the fuck off.
Be a fighter, and you can have that ability for yourself.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm not a fighter. I'm a pally boy.
Okay. Elkwood, it is now your turn.
Damn it.
So what happened to my turn?
Oh.
What?
Hmm?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, your turn.
The tree went, and now it's Elkwood's turn, and then it'll be us.
Oh, yeah, it's just that you did reactions.
Gotcha. My bad. I blink out for 10, 15 seconds, and I'm just like, "What's going on, everybody?"
Here's the thing: Timmy has not dealt with having reactions much, so he was just like, "That was a turn, right?"
It feels like a whole new rule in combat.
Okay. So Elkwood, he's going to hear a commotion as he comes around the corner here, and goes, "What the whole hell is that?" He's going to hunt prey immediately, like his first reaction. Okay. So he had to shift up the move. Second action, hunt prey. See if he's just going to quick draw out his longbow this time, so it's the first time using it. The one that Kezra did his magics and craftings and stuff with the help of Hazel. And he's just going to take a shot, because he doesn't know what this thing is, but the fact that it's actually hurting two of his teammates, he just wants to try to do damage. And this thing, oh boy, plus 19 to hit. This thing.
Yep.
12 on the die, so that is a 31 to hit, I think.
Okay, that is a hit.
Since this is a longbow, does it take the minus 2 penalty? Because this weapon, because you're in close range.
Oh, volley, yeah. Yeah, volley within 30 feet. So, actually, sorry, 12 on the thermite. Yeah, so 29, I guess, to hit.
That is a miss, then.
Fuck.
Well, way to go, Tim.
I'm saying it is. There'd be Tim, someone in the comments being like, did they take the minus 2 for volley?
Well, here's the thing. If Tim didn't say it, Kelly would have said it, so.
I actually forgot. I thought you had a short bow, so I forgot that you have a long bow now.
Nope, it's a long bow. It's a short bow I chucked in the trash immediately.
That's
Wait.
Right.
That makes... Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
What?
It's still a bow. You're still pointing at something.
Yeah, but a long bow.
Just because it's a little close. I don't know. Whatever.
All right, do we have to go into archery history? Like,
okay, we're going to archery history.
Let me ask ChatGPT.
Hey, Mark, are you done with your turn?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you. Grimshaw, it's your turn now.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm grabbed.
You are grabbed.
Restrained. Grabbed.
I actually don't like that.
I imagine
it's
so.
It's antithesis.
I know.
I just don't like being restrained.
I just... really don't like that. Oh, wait.
Fascinating audio content right now.
I'm sorry. I forgot that that I should have... Is this thing evil?
Is it evil?
It's a trap.
It's Desna's tree.
It does not have the evil traits or anything like that. No,
okay.
It is just.
So that means my divine smite does not activate against it then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to clarify because, you know, if I could be doing persistent damage, I want to do that. Okay. Herm. I am going to use a focus spell. And I'm just going to free myself. I'm free.
Oh.
What?
Shit, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
By the Mace Milani, free me! And the tree's like, okay. And just lets me go. Because it knows better. So that's one action. Second action, you know what? I want to knowledge this thing, but I just got to get up in this business. So I'm going to get right up to this trunk here. Oh, that's not what I wanted to do. Why am I grabbing everybody?
I don't know, Tim. Stop grabbing
Let go of everyone.
How?
If you hit escape, it should...
Wait, it's... Now it's trying to get me to reload the application. Jake! Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to move up here.
Tim, you need to know... Jake, what's the level of your unimpeded stride?
What's the level? Sorry, it's the highest of levels. No, I'm not using unimpeded stride. I'm using Word of Freedom.
Yeah. It's better.
It is better. It just says I just get to be free.
I am just free.
Okay.
Yep, I am free.
Yeah, no, that is better than unimpeded stride.
Yes, it is. Unimpeded, sure. I didn't want to have to roll, you know?
Rolling's just
or
so...
Like worry, well, not roll, but worry about, like...
Level.
Level and stuff, yeah. So that's why I chose Word of Freedom. It totally wasn't because I just picked one at random. all right, so by the word of Milani, I am free. I stride up to this thing, incurring any attacks of opportunity it might have.
Yup.
This thing has 360 degrees of attacks of opportunity.
Of 360 degrees of dreadful dreams.
That is going to be a 37 to hit.
God that damn. Just barely hits me.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. 21 points of damage, and you're grabbed.
I hate this.
Well, all right. Hey, Kezra, you just want to get out of here?
Yeah, you know how you said it's like, oh yeah, we have two champions? This is the worst case scenario for a fucking champion right now.
We're making do. That's all I'm saying.
Tim is literally the perfect spec for this, and he's still fucked.
That's okay. Everything's fine. Like, I'm not worried at all. I'm just gonna get out of here because I have one more action. I'm just gonna Hulk out, man.
Okay.
Get a Grimshaw out right now with a 26.
That is a success.
Okay. It's reasonable success.
But I have my reactions back, so don't worry about getting up in the fray because I got you.
There we go. All right. Benson, it's your turn.
All right, Benson will use his first action to flick his sword up and change it from a sword or bastard sword to a warhammer.
Oh,
nice. Ah, very cool. Very cool.
And then he will strike down at the thing holding him.
Okay.
Da, da, da. Fuck, 28. Okay.
That is a miss.
Damn.
I'll fucking do it again. Do I want to do it again or do I want to cast shield?
Your AC is lower because you're grabbed.
So what's more likely to crit?
Yeah. How low is it? Or what is it lowered by?
Minus 2. Bit.
You're flat-footed when you're grabbed, so 2.
Yep. I'll cast shield.
There we go. So get your AC back up a little bit. All right, and Kezra.
All right, finally. I hate going last. I'm going to roll a knowledge. Can I do either arcana or crafting?
Thank God. Yeah, please do arcana, crafting. Any one of those is fine. If you have religion, you can do that too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to do.
I have religion. I have crafting. I'm a master in crafting, so I'll do that. Plus 15.
Yeah, sure. It is a complex magical trap, so this is really fucking weird to you.
33.
There you go.
33.
Let's go.
I would say that is definitely enough to know. The Tree of Dreadful Dreams. So you know that. So it's a trap. So it doesn't necessarily have like the big old thing that I can like give you here for like a description. What do you want to know?
Do I understand magical traps to be dispellable?
I'll say yes, however, I'll give you this for free. I will tell you, how about this? I'm going to tell you the hazard level of this, okay?
Perfect.
Hazard level 10.
All right, so hazard level 10.
Yeah.
Okay. I have Dispel Magic as one of my heightened spells,
okay.
So I can cast it at 5th level, which means the counteract level is half its level rounded up, so 5. So if I succeed, I succeed.
Whoa, that's great.
So what's the MOV?
Hold on, let me see something. So
you have its level and round up. That is the level when you're going against the spell.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure that. Because it talks about ways to disable it, and it's obviously just like athletics and like thievery is usually there. It doesn't say anything about that, but I'm willing to let it. It is a magical trap.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I. What I'll do is
I'll say this: if you succeed, you disable it, but you do not. You disable the trap, but the tree itself is still magical.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
No, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it is magical, I'm going to attempt this. So if I succeed, it's a success.
Okay.
Spell attack will go! Oh, behind my... You got it, where'd it go? no, it's a No, no. 21.
That is a fail.
Four on the dice and a fifth level spell down
Wait,
the drain.
You have a hero point.
You have a hero point.
You have a hero point.
I mean, this could end
the combat. I will use my hero point because
like a goddamn
this is
hero.
A big moment. This thing's gonna be such a pain in the ass. I don't even want to go in this room. So, Kazra, cast this highest level spell he's cast. This reaches out into the ethers of this tree. He's like, I can bring it down. Shit. Other dice. Yes! Yes, okay. That is a 32.
Okay, and so this would
33,
go...
33,
33. 33, and so this goes up against the... sorry, I was looking for the DC while you were talking. I did not find it. Oh, wait, it's a hazard level 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so it would just be... Would it be 10 plus that? I don't think
so. No, I imagine it'd be higher than that.
Yeah.
Go to the standard DCs table.
Well, I can tell you right now, looking at the DCs of the other things, that is certainly a success.
I mean, it was a natural 16. It was a good
one. Okay. you cast your spell, and all of a sudden, the Tree of Dreadful Dreams drops both of them, and just softly, and like wind, just floats back to an idle placement.
Oh my god. Clutch.
Yes.
Clutch. So, are we just standing in this room now?
We should get the hell out of this room.
Yeah, we should go.
Real fast, though. Last time we... So, it's been a bit. But wasn't there voices we were hearing?
Yes, as the as everything sort of settles down and you stop hearing the marble crunching against itself as it comes to a standstill. You hear the voices again, and the voices sound like some of the most horrific and awful evil things that you've ever heard. They're speaking in a language that I don't think any of you know. Let me see. What languages do you guys have?
Oh, give me a hot second to find that in Foundry.
Common and Draconic.
All right.
Whatever it is if it's like Abyssal or anything, nothing.
All right.
Celestial.
Okay. And Grimshaw, what kind of languages you got?
Go to languages.
I think he probably has Abyssal. Or.
I'm trying to find it in pathbuilder.com. It's not where I think it should be.
Pathbuilder.com.
Languages. None selected. Great.
Why don't you. Pick those right now.
All right. You know,
you get 10 seconds.
You already get a bonus because of the fact that I said it's the most evil thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, I do speak. I'd say the rarest languages I speak, Shadow Tongue.
Nope.
Okay. And I get a. I feel like that would be common for me because of my heritage. I'm gonna say that my bonus language is Abyssal.
Abyssal.
Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it is.
All right, none of you know it. None of you understand it.
Oh.
Too many languages in this damn game.
Play Wizard, John.
Lots.
I'm just trying
I would, believe me.
Abyssal?
Okay, so Benson is immediately going to use a Lay on Hands on himself.
Yeah, same.
And then he is going to run as fast as he can to this corner of the room and just gesture everyone over. He's going to try to cover for everybody as they get through this doorway. On the opposite side of the room.
Okay. So all of you can go past. I don't want to rush you to the other room because you now know that this tree is inert, at least for a little while.
And maybe I should... I kind of want to roll religion on it, actually, if that's okay.
Sure.
I want to see if it has any significance in, like, the Desnian sense.
Yes, please.
Ooh, baby. 28.
28. So, this area, this place... it was used to help it was used to help people in it was used to help people sleep better. So one of the things that you see in this
like
is
beds.
The fa- do what
they look like beds underneath.
Yes, yeah, there are beds. Yeah, I'd said that. Six oversized roots around the base of the tree resemble stone beds, radiating out from the trunk. So there's a tree in the center, and then each of the beds, like the head of the beds, are touching the tree. The thing though is that you know that this thing was usually used to help people get a good sleep. You can sort of surmise from where this is this is a travel gate, that people would use this as sort of like a stopping point. From,
oh my gosh, is this a rest stop?
This is a Desnian rest stop, pretty much.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
It's very cool. I was very happy when you guys actually went when we finally got here.
You know those like Japanese pod hotels?
Yeah.
Yep. So the thing though is that you notice or you know that this thing does not do this usually.
Oh,
the Tree of Dreadful Dreams is not what this thing does.
So it doesn't usually slam against people and choke them out.
Nope.
This is your restful sleep. You know, just
doesn't do anything like that. You've heard of things like this before, and that this huge statue was once imbued with magic to aid in sending the dreams of those who sleep under its boughs towards restful sleep. You get the feeling that it's somehow tainted in some way.
So I think the way that Grimshaw kind of taps into this is, you know, he's examining the bed, and he kind of puts his hand on the bed, and like the kind of like the aura of magic that was coming from this tree, whatever like good was left in it, he feels like when he puts his hand in the bed, like yes, this is a place of rest. But then when he moves his hand to the marble trunk of this tree, that's when he like, it's almost like a shiver runs up his spine as he feels that, you know, this has been corrupted in some way. And you just see him, like, first he looks very pensive as he's kind of examining the bed, and then he puts his hand on the trunk, and then he jolts back and he goes, this place used to be a place of great rest, but now it's been tainted and corrupted. I don't know if there's anything we could do for it. Perhaps if you had some sort of high-level cleric in your party that could consecrate evil things, maybe this could be turned to good, but it seems those days are past.
Shit, you can go and find one.
just go back to Breacher.
Let's get Warble.
Breacher.
Warble comes.
She's only level 3.
What? Wait, she hasn't been working out this whole time?
No, she has not been. No, she's been doing her clerical duties, which, in fact, do not give you levels in cleric.
Wow. That's actually really dumb.
So, as you place your hand upon it, you sort of have that, like, jolt of just, like, you know, the pain that is actually felt here. Your hand is actually directly next to a disc-shaped indentation in the tree's trunk that's about the size of a human hand.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm a curious fella, so let me tinker around with it. Is it like a...
Kezra also observes the tree. Does my really high crafting roll give me any more insight into what's wrong with this tree?
I'll say that with the religion that the Grimshaw had, and then you're sort of crafting, and you knowing that these weird magical traps and stuff like that, they usually have some kind of conduit.
Oh.
And so it looks like something is missing from this indentation.
Oh, missing?
Yes.
So we need to place something here in order to restore it to its original function?
That would be the most logical conclusion.
Wow.
Huh. All right, everyone, we have a new quest. Let's abandon the one we previously had. We have to go on this side fetch quest to restore this tree so that this Desnian rest stop can be restored to its former glory.
Let me stop you right there. I have a very strong feeling that we will find probably some kind of marble hand in the current quest we are in on the other side of this this room.
You really want to leave this room, don't you?
Yes. That's a goddamn stone tree that hit me really hard.
And grabbed him in places.
If we're going to have to come back through here, it would be good to have that disc so we wouldn't have to deal with this again.
Agreed.
Perhaps we could just look around.
Yes. Well, we didn't quite look in the other room, but we very much could. And it's like, as he's kind of like hearing all this too, he kind of like squeezes the eclipse next to him, because he's just kind of like dragging a thumb over it a couple times, just because it's like he feels slightly more enamored with how Desta works. I mean, just because it kind of helped him out, so this corruption is kind of like messing with him a little bit.
Yeah, because I mean, you were in the service, and you had just like this like complete serene feeling, and then to see that is like warped and twisted is kind of just like why, like who would do this kind of thing?
Yeah, like what's the purpose? I mean, besides making a trap, I mean, he knows what traps are, but this is like more vile, I guess.
That's perversion.
Well, we can sit here and ogle, or we can go try to fix it.
Well, but first, let us pray.
Figure out what those voices are.
No, I need to pray first.
Nerd.
Kezra walks into the next room.
And you just see Grimshaw, he's just by the tree, and he's kneeled down on one of the stone beds, and he's praying because he needs his focus points back.
Kezra, I would stop in that hallway if I were you.
Come back, Kezra.
Kezra, come back.
Kezra, come back. I hope you guys don't mind. I can only really focus when I pray out loud.
You can blame it all on Tim.
Hey, honey, it's your servant, Grimshaw. Hey, it's a pretty interesting group of folks you put me in with. Another champion, the one who wears the cloak. That's pretty rad. A ranger with a weird bird and some sort of dragon man. I just met them. They seem pretty cool, but thanks for helping out in that fight, and I need some more juice. You got the juice. I need the juice. You know how this works. Let's go liberate, huh? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm just a little sick. I need a little bit.
So, Kezra, as you start walking into the hallway of the next room, you see three figures.
No.
They're all large.
Damn it.
Oh, God. Fuck off.
I want you to understand that these are large, okay? I will show you the tokens afterwards. The first one that you see is this.
Oh no. Oh, God.
Fucking night hag.
I'm frightened.
We found the hearthstone in the other room. I figured we were going to see hags.
Yeah.
You also see, let me get to this one.
I forgot about the hearthstone.
Yeah.
This one.
Oh no!
That's why I imagine
that one looks. But even
they are. It is no surprise. These are hags.
What?
So you see these two arguing, and you see them arguing back and forth, and then with something to the north, the thing that they're arguing with, you sort of tilt your head and look around the corner, and you see this thing.
Is that a bone devil? Is that a bone devil?
What the hell is that?
So this looks like a giant figure made entirely of bone with leathery bat wings, except the tail on this creature, entirely made of bone, comes to a stinger at the end of it. It is large as well.
A dual-pronged stinger.
Yep, dual-pronged stinger for more poison.
I vote to go back through the dream gate.
Yeah.
Just leave.
I think the proper response to this is...
Oh, yeah, God.
I didn't know hags were big like that, but...
I didn't either.
Not usually.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We found the only giant hags?
No, just, there's some knowledge checks there. So, Kezra, as you sort of walk up and you hear this, and you very, very quietly tiptoe up there, you see these two hags arguing with this creature made entirely of bone. They're arguing back and forth in that language. Very, very mad. It seems like they're debating something. They're like,
oh, God.
Do I have time to roll any knowledges on these guys?
Yeah, I'll tell you, they are so mad at each other, and they're in such a heated debate that, yeah, you have time to
I bet if Krieg was here, he'd understand this language.
Just bring him in.
So, what kind of rolls do I need for these things?
So this is going to be, I would say, society or occultism on
shit.
The hags,
fuck
and then
yeah.
definitely religion on the other thing.
Fuck yeah, occultism.
Yep.
All right, Kezra instead just steps back into the room, and he like motions to everybody, like, quiet down, quiet. And then he, it's like there's some things in this room I don't know exactly what they are.
Oh, crap.
One of them's made of bones. They're all huge. Seems like a one of you two, when he's gesturing to Benson or Grimshaw, might be your department. If you can quietly enter that hallway,
nope.
You might be able to
lost me
get
quiet.
A look.
let me ask the man of armor to see if he's quiet.
Hey, can you shut the hell up?
Just take 10 minutes to move 5 feet.
Sad plate mail noises.
From this view, Elk can see inside that room, and he can see both of them.
Yeah. Go ahead and make me occultism checks, one for each.
Oh, since Benson actually can see with this angle too, can I make a religion check on the bone thing?
Sure.
Yay.
Kezra did see it first. I don't know, Kezra, if you wanted to roll on either one of them.
I'm not trained in either. I can roll.
I can roll society I rolled 30 occultism on this one.
Okay, so let me go ahead and that doesn't help you.
I rolled really well.
Yeah, that doesn't help you.
Oh God.
Benson, would you roll for the bone thing?
32.
32.
Religion.
Yep. That is a bone devil.
Fuck!
Jeez.
Let's see. So they have very specific names in Pathfinder. So an Ossulus is an unparalleled inquisitor that revels in the sadism and torture for which hell is well known. It was speaking infernal, by the way.
Oh, infernal. Okay.
These devils' charge is to seek out heresies both among mortals and among other fiends. A commandment they uphold with unwavering fervor. They spawn within the Styx-fed swamps of Hell's fifth lair, Stygia, where heresies and the souls of heretics stagnate. Ossulus eventually rise. In the remote corners of the same layer of hell, they build massive, calcified hives where they perform their vile interrogations and perform their torturous arts upon the lesser devils and petitioners of like.
Wait, so you're telling me these things are empowered devils that gain their power through oaths?
Yeah. They thrive off of heresy.
God.
making a champion, making a paladin, like, you know, turn away from faith, awesome.
Yeah, okay.
Great,
Tim,
great day. Yeah.
This is our natural born enemy.
Shit.
So I will give you one thing out of this fucking brick of a stop block. What do you want to know?
What do you guys think would be useful?
I guess
I don't know. I'm too scared to think.
Health pool,
yeah.
AC.
Resistances. I mean, like, to make sure that we don't fuck
that's
up an attack.
That's always solid. Yeah.
Resistances. Yeah.
Resistances. They are. So they have resistance to two things. They have resistance physical 10, except silver.
Oh my god.
And the resistant poison 10.
Does that physical. That doesn't extend to magical weapons, does it?
It does. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
it
just, my God.
Yeah. Except silver.
DR10. Just.
Yep.
Straight up.
DR10. Unless you got a silver weapon in there.
No.
Oh. I thought one of you had a silver weapon. Maybe it was a different campaign.
No, one of us did have a silver weapon.
Then what was it?
I swear it was like a silver dagger. It wasn't anything special.
Yeah.
But.
If anything, if we can't remember, Adelar had it.
Yeah. Lost. Yep. Definitely did.
It's on his burning corpse right now.
It was a silver letter opener that he used to stab people.
Wait, no, I think it might have been like a silver dagger that we flavored as a letter.
No, mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty familiar. Sure. I think it was a dagger, and yeah.
Damn, I was just making a joke. Wow.
No, I'm history. Almost certain. Yeah.
Oh, so
that's how long it's been since we've recorded, everyone?
Yeah. So I rolled a 30 for the top one. That didn't give me a damn thing.
Nope.
That's good. That's not good. So can I and the bottom one? Well, I rolled you said separate each. So I rolled a 28 for that one.
28 for that one. Okay. Occultism. I will. Oh yeah, occultism. Yeah. It's funny because it says society, but like these are clearly witches. Like occultism, I feel like is just part of their thing.
I mean, I can do society if. But I mean,
yeah. I will allow that. So you see that she is an Anise hag. Anise hags are brutal torturers and murderers. You say why her and the Bone Devil get along? Right. Delighting in the musical screams and tasty flesh of young creatures, and those who are pure of heart.
Looking at Benson.
Looking at Benson. Anise hags are the most direct of all hags, engaging in physical combat and using their change shape ability to hunt rather than infiltrate and betray humanoids. But an Anise hag takes a grisly trophy from each kill and uses it to sow discord, sending the trophy to one of her victim's loved ones in a way that implicates another family member in the murder.
Holy shit.
Also known as iron hags, Anise hags have an iron-like yet flexible flesh that resists edged weapons, and their own touch is the same cold iron that burns the flesh of other hags. This allows them to bully their way to the leadership of hag covens.
Oh, God.
At least I still have the Warhammer up.
Jake, when we walked in, we found the Heartstone. We found it on a corpse, right?
Yep.
It was on a witch corpse, right?
A hag, yeah.
It was on a hag corpse.
It was a night hag, I thought.
A hag. Yeah, I think it was.
Because night hags have the heartstones.
Yeah. Right. And we did go north instead of going south. We could just kind of slowly back up and go south and see what's down there.
Yeah, because it's like as soon as he kind of finds this information, he just starts shaking about it. Dreadfully
evil.
That was a night hag in the back, yeah. Yeah, that was a night hag.
Which night hags I thought were high tier.
Night hags are high tier.
So, if they... But that wasn't the body there for, like, a while or something?
Yeah. You could tell just from, like, the dust that had settled on it that it was there for, like, a long time. Also, this is important to note, there were no wounds.
Oh, shit.
She was trapped.
Yeah, well, she was impaled through the wall, too, right?
Like
I just said there was no wounds.
No, I thought she was hung
there
was up.
There's no wounds except for the giant impale wounds.
The giant spike in her head.
But I thought her body was hung on the wall or something.
It is hung, yeah. So let me read that. You know, are you guys walking back? Because I'll read that again.
We are going to walk the other direction.
Okay, gotcha. As you guys walk back, I will read the first room that had the night hag in it. This room is decorated with tiny glowing points of light and scratched carvings of butterflies. It's very cute.
Aww.
Upon a short dais at one end, between two hallways, are two delicate bare feet, apparently carved from stone. Chunks of shattered stone around the dais hint at the fate of the rest of the statue. Nailed to the wall above the dais is the preserved corpse of a hideously ugly, gray-skinned, horned woman. The wall behind her once bore a written message in flowing script, but it's been since scratched out and replaced by a new phrase.
Jeez.
So, one of the things that you guys recognized was the fact that the body showed no evidence of how the night hag died, so she was nailed to the wall later.
See? Yeah.
Okay. And I was able to read what the script said because I have my little handy goggles that give me comprehend languages.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So Kezra, with his limited knowledge of hags, he goes,
I wonder if this was the third of their coven. I don't know too much about them, but they seemed angry, and they seemed like they were fighting it for something. I wonder if they are unhappy with this whole situation.
But this one has been here for quite a while, so they must be... If they were the reasons why this one is dead, they've been here for... Like, could I just make, like, a check or something, just trying to estimate how long this thing's been here, besides saying, like... Like, because right now we're making assumptions here, like, how long these things have been here. Like, they're arguing. We can't understand what the hell they're saying.
Yeah, go ahead.
Perception.
Wait, did some of you guys know Abyssal?
I think I might.
Oh, wait, you used the classes anyway, I thought, but...
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's what it was, okay. Yeah, because in the new carving on the wall is in Abyssal and reads, praise to Albestia for succulent nightmares.
Yeah.
Albestia.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead and roll a,
I'll roll a religion check for Albestia.
If that.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you could roll that.
Oh, fucking garbage roll. There's a 3 on the die for 19.
For 19.
Like
nope.
This is like deja vu.
Huh.
Did we already roll this?
I was just reiterating everything there.
Sure. I don't think we read this on the first time around.
No, we did.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
did. My bad.
And I'm more than happy to roll for Albestia again if you want me to, Jake.
No, don't worry about it. You wouldn't be able to find anything anyway.
Okay.
So, you see, you guys want to go into the southern room now? Is that right?
Well, let's.
So, I also was wondering if my praying counted for 10 minutes to get my focus point back.
Yes. If you would like to pray.
Well, as Kezra moves to go in, Benson is going to step in front of Kezra.
And then I'm going to step in front of Kezra.
Like, sorry, it's a champion thing.
Oh, just let the heads do their shit.
As the two champions go lumbering into the next room, I would stop there, Benson.
Yep, I figured.
I feel like this is a sad scene.
Oh.
So
they sacrificed Patrick Starr.
Oh no!
Come on, somebody's got a SpongeBob quote ready. Come on.
Kind of does look like Patrick Starr surrounded by blueberries.
It does, yeah. 5 narrow beds made of hardwood are arranged radially in the center of this room. The 5 headboards carved from a single piece of wood in a large star-shaped statue. Patrick Starr-shaped statue. The center of the wooden star has a disc-shaped indentation. Curious. 3 of the beds are 3 of the beds are acid pitted and badly scorched. Exits lead out from opposite sides of the room, while one corner of the room seems to have been repurposed into something of a makeshift stable. A stable, you assume, is for this creature.
Oh, fuck.
Man.
Why don't you describe the creature that I just showed you?
So it kind of looks like a horse made of charred bone with rib cage is embering. There's smoke wafting off of it. And its maw has pointed teeth. Once again, embers radiating from its eyes and its mouth. And the bones are all jagged and pointy. They kind of remind me of like rose thorns almost, with the way that they are long, big at the base, and they come to a point.
And it's just standing there, menacingly.
Menacingly.
There you go.
I actually used that about 30 seconds ago, but my mic was on mute. So.
Bummer.
Is this thing also large? Why is everything in this fucking place large?
Large, but is somehow standing more menacingly is this thing directly next to
God damn
the
it.
Flaming horse.
Oh, that's a night hag.
There's the third. Dang it.
So as you guys walk into the room, let me show you where they are.
Inside joke between me and Jake. This entire dungeon would be a fucking nightmare run for our wizard in 5e.
Huh. Yeah, I know. It'd be so bad. So as you guys are walking in, by the way, the voices of these three in the other room echo and just like make everything deafening. It's really annoying. But as you guys are walking through, you see these two are just sort of sitting there shooting the shit. And when you walk in,
wait,
she stands up and she goes, "What? Intruders! Intruders in Albestia's sanctum!" And I would like you guys to roll initiative.
So you're a bestia.
No.
Albestia's sanctum. But you said they were talking?
Fucking
so like
great
the horse was talking?
Yeah. She was talking with yes. She was talking with the horse.
Okay. I mean, as you do.
So what you're telling me is this night hag is a horse girly.
I mean, she's insane.
She is a horse girl, yeah. There's a direct pipeline of a horse girl to hag.
Yeah, it's pretty common. So
yeah.
It is now. She was talking to the horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was talking to the horse, yeah.
The horse?
Like casually.
Oh. Yeah, just casually. Yes, well, I don't think they should do that. The horse is like...
Except it's more nightmarish and echoes. So
the horse is like, "I think we need to find more corn."
I actually like apples.
Hey, you got the fucking carrots.
Carrots are fucking dope.
I fucking love carrots.
Where's my sugar cubes?
I love the idea that this is not gonna be a surprise. It's a nightmare. I do love the idea though of a nightmare just being like a horse that also just have like completely nefarious intent.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Rolled well.
So let's go ahead and get initiative. Oh, I didn't even end the last one. Look at me, I'm not in my game.
Just shaking that rust off. Oh, I like the name. I know, like, it comes up on Foundry, but I'm just looking at it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, let me go ahead and roll for them, and then I will get yours. They rolled pretty well.
Shocking.
Huh. 18.
18?
Yeah.
Did you poop the bed? What happened?
He went the prank and pooped the bed.
35. Jeez. Okay. Kezra Davidson.
26.
You
and so Benson.
With a natural 19, Benson rolled a 32.
32.
I was all happy, and then Elk just had to ruin my day.
Well, happens when I roll stealth most of the time. So.
Oh wait, no. Can I roll intimidation?
I assumed you were. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, no, I totally forgot about that for a hot minute. 38.
38 instead.
Will that intimidate the hag?
You do tie with the hag, I'll tell you that on the negative. Wow. Let me go ahead and see what her... You said a 38?
38.
Jonathan, you fucking critically succeeded on intimidating a hag.
That's a feat.
That's huge.
That is a huge feat. Oh my god!
I can't believe I forgot about that last two encounters.
Benson is the only paladin in the world to walk up to a night hag and just be like, "Sup, bitch?" Yep. And the night hag goes, "Oh shit!
You want to rumble? Let's go."
All right. So she is conditioned. So she is frightened too. Correct.
Yep.
Right into...
Wow, and Grimshaw is last. Wow, Kezra beat?
Just last.
Beat him.
Do you want to do a flat roll for the hag versus Benson? With initiative?
You want to do a flat roll there? We
can
do a flat roll.
Ah, shit, I got a 10.
19. So still going first. Luckily, I don't have to change anything. Thank you, Benson. The Night Hag. She is going to begin casting a spell.
Oh, no.
She is going to cast something where she reaches out her hand and a quasi-real substance of the shadow plane blasts towards you.
Okay.
So gonna go ahead and cast.
What the hell that is?
That looks scary.
Oh no, that's not a self roll.
Yeah, you should have. Yeah. I won't read it anymore. I'm stop reading.
Sure.
Oh god, where is it?
I just saw a spell level, so I didn't read anything.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, she's.
Oh, I forgot how to do that. Okay. All right. So I need you. Let's see. So she is going to move down, and then she's going to cast this, because what she's going to do is that she's going to cast it in a 50-foot line.
Mm. What? You can do that?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Cool. So it's gonna go right up into the hallway to get all of you guys.
Motherfucker.
No?
Is that
so?
How a line works?
Well, how about this? You know what? If you don't like that, then she can do it in a burst. So
no, that's how a line works.
Lines can go that way. When you do diagonal, it right. eventually steps. So
okay,
I don't like it either, but that's how it works.
Right. She can do a cone, burst, or line. So
either way, she's gonna get us.
She's gonna get all four of you.
She's got three ways of fucking you over.
all right. So
I'm just thankful for Mir's not here. You did it again, Jake. Not
where
reading.
The fuck is he?
God damn it, I hate this. Anyway,
he's up there somewhere. So
this is called Shadow Blast. So what this is that she is casting a quasi-real substance of the Shadow Plane into a blast. So she gets to choose acid, bludgeoning, cold, electricity, fire, force, piercing, slashing, or sonic damage, and whatever shape she wants, and then she's going to do that.
That's
so I am going cool. to do. Let's see. It is a. It doesn't say if it's a reflex save or not.
So it just does straight damage.
I don't think that's true, but let me see.
I mean, it's pretty baller of a spell, I guess.
It is pretty good.
That's one of the best fucking spells I've ever seen.
I feel like it has to have a reflex save on that, though, because, like, any burst
it's going to be a basic reflex save. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And if Timmy wants to be technical about it, if she takes one step away from us, her flying to hit us off.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, she's fine where she is.
Oh.
I'm going to need all of you to make basic reflex saves.
Okay.
Okay. Looking good.
Looking bad.
Boo.
Looking middling.
Okay. Let's go down the line. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll the damage here so you guys can see it, and then you'll know how much to take depending on your save, okay?
Jake's just doing it. I'll just show you how much damage you're going to take.
That did a self roll. So that's going to be 24 points of damage going down the line here. Let's just say that's 24 points of... Let's see. Any one of these could be fun. Let's say that this is going to be sonic damage.
Sonic?
It just...
So you summon sonic?
Boom. Gotta go fast.
Yeah, sonic. Gotta go fast.
Chili dog.
A bunch of gold rings just pop out of Grimshaw.
Thank God Adelaide's not here to see this.
Betsu, what is your basic reflex?
31.
Damn.
That is a success.
I rolled very well on that.
No kidding. All right, so you'll take half of that for 12.
Okay.
Grimshaw.
20.
20. That is a fail. You take the full 24.
Okay.
Kezzer.
25.
That is a fail. for the full 24. Elkwood.
Rolled a 10 for a 30.
For a 30, that is a success, so you take nothing. Yep. And then Vamir's in the back there.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure. Well, you get Vamir. God, okay, natural 18.
of course.
Why do I even try with him? So he takes half, so 12 damage.
Yeah, so he'll take half. Okay, that was her turn. Benson, it is your turn.
Okay, well, Benson is immediately just going to run up. Is he going to do that?
Fuck him up! She's frightened. Well, frightened one, I guess.
Frightened one now, yeah.
That's his full movement.
Oh, so Benson going a little bit south of the hag, I see.
Yep, going to try to set something up with his boys here. I don't know. That's literally, like, I wanted to get here, like, behind her, but I can't do that. So we're setting that up.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he's just going to swing for the fucking fences. Fuck you.
Oh, no. Even being frightened, that is. Even being frightened, that is a miss.
What was that? 4 on the die. Fuck you. Okay.
for a what now?
22.
22. Yep. Yeah, that's a miss.
You know what? Fuck this shit. Benson doesn't like this bitch. He's gonna swing anyway. That was a 2 on the die.
Oh my gosh.
And you know what? That's his turn. Cause fuck me.
That's his turn. Elk, it's your turn.
Oh shit. So from this angle. He's going to have to step into the room. So he's going to use a complement of his move. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Okay.
Of one
so
action.
Just past the door into the room.
Yeah, basically he's just going to allow the champions to do their champion stuff. Hunt prey on the hag.
Okay.
And this time quick draw the eclipse and do...
A knowledge check?
Yeah, he's probably going to do a knowledge check instead.
Okay.
Just because I was thinking about it, like, I want to do my 2 action thing to give myself a boost, but...
Okay, so I'll play by the rules. So it's a religion or a society.
God damn it.
Yeah, no, you know what? I do think witches should be a cult, so go and roll a cult.
Just contact Pathfinder, Paizo right
hey,
now.
Hey, Jason Bullman. Jason.
Jason, where are you?
Jason, my guy.
Where is he? So if I roll that, that would be a 28 for occultism.
28, that is good. This is a night hag.
Mm-hmm.
Night hags are thieves and merchants of mortal souls. These foul creatures collect souls in dark gems or crystalline jars to sell them in fiendish markets, and are themselves empowered by potent magic jewels known as heartstones. They haunt the ethereal plane where they prey upon mortals in their dreams, debilitating them with horrific nightmares as they rest. A night hag may find a particular target and haunt them continuously over the course of weeks, slowly and cruelly breaking down the victim's will and ability to resist until their soul is completely forfeit. A night hag is a canny mastermind and soul broker, willing to consider any deal as long as she is convinced she has the upper hand. Although a night hag finds it easy to travel the ethereal plane and prey upon helpless souls that can't fight back, these souls are also the least desirable to the evil outsiders the night hag bargains with. So a night hag gathers allies and minions that allow her to prey on more potent souls without personally risking herself.
Huh.
In other words, she gets her minions to do it. Their favored minions are nightmares, with whom they share a special bond. So again.
The horse girls.
The horse girls. Jeez, the hag with nightmare pipeline.
Yeah, I see the name on the boundary, so it's a fun name.
Above all, night hags avoid fighting foes that can harry them on the ethereal plane, picking fights only when they are certain they can escape.
Right. Okay, so She's also small, like, compared to... I mean, she's our
medium,
size.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
compared to the freaking... the large hags.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that Anna's hags are supposed to be big and scary, while night hags are supposed to be, like, manipulators and, like, you know, they literally hunt people in dreams. It's, like, the cheapest thing to do.
They're the Freddy Kruegers of the world.
Yeah, yes, most certainly. Is Freddy Krueger a night hag? I think so.
Yeah, well, so I'll say it.
Deep lore confirmed.
Deep lore, yeah. We're good. We got this.
He's the one male night hag.
Yeah. But was that knowledge check able to get something out of it?
Yes. I was going to ask, what are the things did you want to know?
I'll say resistances.
Resistances. I'll say that they don't have any, so if you want something else.
To the people, to the peanut gallery, what do we want?
I'm sorry. Foundry just did not have it. They are resistant to mental damage 10.
Okay. Never mind.
That means nothing to us. We have no mental damage.
Yeah, we have no psychics in the party.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So it's like, it's bloody night hag. That must mean, like, I guess he, like, from that, could they use context clues and be like, and that's her nightmare, basically?
Yes. Okay, yes, that is her nightmare.
I'll just have to try to take her out as quick as possible.
Alright, is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's all three actions.
Alright. Kezra, your turn.
Alright, Kezra's gonna roll a knowledge on the nightmare.
On the nightmare?
Yep.
Okay.
What would this be?
This would be... Arcana, nature, or religion?
Okay. Got Arcana.
Yeah.
That will be 28.
28. That is a regular success. Let's see. Where is it? Nightmares are flaming equine harbingers of death.
I love it.
That is. That's all it said. That's all they say there.
Fucking
metal.
Yeah. Give me some. Just pick something interesting about it that would help us.
You look at your staff in your hand, Kezra, and you're like, oh, there's no way this thing would work, as it has resistance to fire 10.
Got it.
Could
so
know.
Instead, Kezra looks past Grimshaw to Benson. He goes, you'll have to mow them down the old-fashioned way. And he will cast Enlarge on Benson.
Ooh.
Let's new fucking go.
New spell I switched out. So you grow large, and you get an additional 5 foot of reach,
You
get two, and you get 2+ damage on all of your strikes.
Whoa!
And you're clumsy one, so you lose a little AC, but you gain 2 damage on all your strikes, and you gain reach, and you're big.
Okay, let's go.
There we go. As Benson grows very large.
He's a big boy.
He's so big.
And
oh no,
now
it went down. That was weird.
Your retributive strike has a little bit more range now.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So the nightmare starts bucking and braying. Except in a devilish tone that I can't create with my own. There we go. That's what I wanted to hear. So it is going to start bucking around, and it begins to... let me just make sure that I have this here. Okay, so it is going to start bucking and braying and galloping around as it uses an ability called Fire Gallop. Mm. The nightmare strides or flies up to triple its speed. Its hooves burst with intense flame. So it is going to run here.
Oh, I see what's
going
on.
Smash Elkwood. Smash Benson, and then it is going to come directly back up behind, back up here, and stand in the way of the door where Grimshaw and Kezra are.
It's not going
to
squeeze
in. He just did like a circle around the room to smash our friends, and now he's up in Grimshaw's face.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not going to try to squeeze and smash me, or
no. Nope.
Okay.
He's just horsing around.
just horsing around.
just standing there.
Menacingly.
Just galloping menacingly. I need Elkwood and Enlarged Benson to make basic reflex saves.
Oh, doesn't give me anything for reflex, does it?
Might give you a negative.
it took away one for it because you're clumsy.
Fantastic.
Oh, so it did.
Twenty-three.
That is a fail. Okay.
29.
That is a success. So Benson, you're the only one taking 8 points of fire damage.
Alright.
That was actual crap rolls. Okay.
Thank just God I saw 3 digits of health.
Damn it.
So what happens is that as the fire and smoke begin to come off of this thing, it actually begins to conceal its figure behind all of the smoke around it, and the smoke is now blocking the path and vision of Grimshaw and Kezra in the hallway, essentially separating the party in two.
Wow,
that's actually
so
smart.
I can only see the horse then.
You can't even see the horse.
I can't even see the horse.
You can see the red figure sort of like roiling within it, but you cannot see through the smoke.
Sinister. I love it.
The party is split by a devilish horse, and I will see you guys next time.
Oh,
my God.
What a way to come back.
This shit is insane.
Sorry, I think Benson's got it.
Hello everyone, Mark here as the voice of Elkwood Grimm, to remind you to follow us all on our socials to stay up to date with the DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content in your life, be sure to check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions, conversations about gaming, and hey, if you like memes, we got the memes. And hey, if you need some last minute gifts for the holiday, why don't you just stop by our merch store at DragonPunchSquadMerch.com. See you on the next episode.